This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consider this statistic for just one hot second. Would you, by the end of today worldwide, according to one tech research firm, more than 100 billion with a B work-related emails will have been sent in just this one day alone. Millions of them will likely be ignored. Millions more will have been a precious waste of time because, as any office worker will tell you, we are drowning in email. That is part of why Google is testing a new service. It's called Inbox to help people manage that email beast. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports making email less of a burden has become a high-stakes challenge in the tech industry.
Just how much are we drowning in email? We did an informal poll at Marketplace headquarters.
I have 8,051 unread messages.
It appears to be 1,182.
17,111.
Okay, I know I'm going to get a call from the folks in IT about 10 seconds after this airs. I have 49,493 emails in my inbox.
That gives me major anxiety.
Sharon Profis is a senior editor at CNET and one of those inbox zero types who strive to read and deal with all their email by the end of each day. She says lots of apps have cropped up to help people identify the information they need and filter out the junk. They include Mailbox, Boxer, and now Inbox. But she says there's never going to be one solution.
They all tackle email a little bit differently, and that's the point, because each of us likes to manage our emails differently.
Or not manage them, in my case. One study by McKinsey & Company estimated people spend a quarter of their workdays dealing with email, and that adds up to billions of dollars in lost productivity, says Jonathan Spira, who wrote the book Overload. He says to truly tackle email, you have to change people's habits. One of the best tools he's seen is a prompt that asks, do you really need to copy five people on that message?
That's the type of thing that changes behavior and helps direct emails only to the people who absolutely need to see it.
CNET's Sharon Profis says all of these tools will only work if people are willing to spend time setting them up. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott. Uh-oh, there's the IT department now for Marketplace.
Man, I totally thought that was real. All right, fess up. How many emails do you have sitting in your inbox right now? I've got, some. Tweet us, @Marketplace.